on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, this is your Saturday News Bulletin. I'm Ed Church and this is today's latest stories on Expression FM. A US judge in Seattle has issued a temporary nationwide block on President Donald Trump's ban on travelers from seven mainly Muslim nations. Federal judge James Robert ruled against government lawyers' claims that the US states did not have the standing to challenge Mr. Trump's executive order. Last week's order has led to protests and confusion at US airports. Government officials have told US airlines that they can resume boarding banned travelers while a legal case is heard. Gulf carrier Qatar Airways told Reuters news agency it would start accepting all passengers with valid travel documents. The administration, however, could again block them if it were to win an emergency stay. The Justice Department says it will appeal against the Seattle ruling. In a statement, the White House described Mr. Trump's directive as lawful and appropriate. In other news, Trump's travel ban continues to cause controversy here in the UK, with a petition to prevent his state visit now scheduled to be debated by Parliament later this month. The petition outlines just under 2 million signatories' issues with the president's rhetoric, and in particular the precedent he set with the ban on travel from seven mainly Muslim nations. Shadow Secretary John McDonnell said that he regrets that this issue has dragged the Queen into it, stating that he is one of the people who would rather Mr. Trump visited of his own accord, rather than being given the honour of a state visit. Despite this, a rival petition expressing support in favour of Trump's visit has now gained over 200,000 signatures. The debate for the original petition is to happen on the 20th of February. A Church of England college has expressed regret after trainee priests held a service in the antiquated gay slang language Polari, which has largely fallen out of use since the decriminalisation of homosexuality in the 20th century. The service at the Chapel of Westcott House in Cambridge was to commemorate LGBT History Month in order to celebrate the struggles of those who fought for LGBT rights underground. The congregation was told the use of the lexicon was an attempt to queer the liturgy of the evening prayer. However, Church of England officials said it had not been authorised and was a variance with the doctrine of the teaching of the church, rendering the sermon unorthodox and, as the principal of Westcott House called it, regrettable. One person present at the service stated that it was led by an ordinand, a trainee priest, rather than a licensed minister. The contents of the prayer were taken from the Polari Bible, which rewrites passages from the text in a language previously associated with the LGBT movements. The administration of Westcott House has stated this will not happen again. You're up to date on Expression FM. Have a good weekend.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.